Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. We are in the 10th chapter of Siyata Dishmaya. It is so delicious, this Hilchos Melachim. You just learn it forever. Halachos Zayin and Ches, and this is the 10th Shiur in this series. There's a famous Shtikel Torah of Rav Chaim Halevi. Chaim Halevi, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mila, and what the Rambam writes there in Halacha Yud, that you lead bayis shelo tovli ima ad sheyolda, that if you have somebody who's born in the house, born of a Jew, to an Eved, and to a Shifcha, and this Shifcha wasn't tovel in mikvah until after the birth, this child is nimol l'shmaina. And the bris is not derech Shabbos. On one hand, nimol l'shmaina. On the other hand, it's not derech Shabbos. Normally, if it's nimol l'shmaina, it is derech Shabbos. But here, it's nimol l'shmaina, not derech Shabbos. And the Rabbit doesn't understand the Rambam. What's the reason? Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Naf Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, that's the root of this whole sugya. Amar Abasi, Kol She'imoy Tmei Aleida, Nimo L'shmoina. V'chol She'en Imo Tmei Aleida, Ein Nimo L'shmoina. She'ne'emar Isha Ki says, V'ya V'yol D'zarcha V'tamo, V'yom Mishmini Imo B'sar Lasa. So if the mother is Tamei, Lei Tamei Aleida, and he has a bris mila on the eighth day, if his mother is not Tamei Aleida, then he doesn't, because the pasuk connects the bris on the eighth day to being Tamei Aleida. And that would be, for example, whose ima is not Tamei Aleida? A Yotzei Dofen, a child who's born C-section, and a non-Jewish woman who gives birth, and only afterwards she's misgayeret, she goes to mikvah. So such a child doesn't wait till the eighth day. Child is circumcised immediately. That's the Gemara. And then the Gemara asks Akasha from Yotzei Dofen. If we have a machlok, is about Yotzei Dofen, if you're machal Shabbos or not. The Gemara says they're only arguing about Chil Shabbos, but they're not arguing about, what are they not arguing about? They're not arguing about being Nimo L'shmaina, Vadi or Mo L'shmaina. So you see from the Gemara that even if the mother is not Tamei Aleida, because the child is the Chayetze Doifen, he's a C-section, so you're still circumcising on the eighth day. L'kulei alma. So machlokes if you're machal Shabbos for the bris mila. Because if she's Tamei Aleida, so then you have to do the bris mila on the eighth day, and mail it's derech Shabbos, you're machal Shabbos. And if not, here it's a Yotei Dofen, so you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. But everybody holds that the Bris Mila is going to be on the eighth day. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is only a margin about Chil Shabbos, but not about the eighth day. So how can you say, earlier on in the Gemara, that... that if any matmea leida, any molishmaina. What do you mean any matmea leida, any molishmaina? Here you say any matmea leida, any molishmaina, like kule alma. So the Gemara answers, no. Ha behatalia. the two disputes are interdependent. The one who holds that one desecrates Shabbos for this child's circumcision also holds that one must circumcise him on the eighth day. And the one who holds that one may not desecrate Shabbos for this child's circumcision holds that one need not circumcise him on the eighth day. So you have an opinion here that Yotzei Dofen doesn't get a bris milah on the eighth day, and Memela there's no Chilul Shabbos. Okay, and then afterwards, Vayter, the Gemara brings a Machlokes, Kitanoi, that we have one opinion that says that Yolda, that if the woman gives birth, and only afterwards she goes to Mikvah, then Rav Chama says, Yolda v'achach tevila zeh yili bayis shenim ala achar tevila. Le'echot. Tevila achach yol zeh yili bayis shenim ala shemayna. That if she gives birth and then she goes to mikvah to convert, for shifchus, so memela, that is a homeborn child, it's yilid bayis, and he's circumcised on the first day. Why is he circumcised on the first day? Because she's not tmei leida. She gave birth without being without mikvah. So you see that if she's not tmei leida, the child is circumcised on the first day. That's Rav Chama. Tanakama argues. And Tanakama says no. That no matter what, that even in such a case, yalda v'achach tevila, sanim ol shmeina. Yolda v'achach tevila, Tanakama lo shani ben tevila v'ach yolda ben yolda v'achach tevila. Even though the mother's not tmei leida, the child still gets meal on the eighth day. So lemaisa to machlokas tanoim, if it's talui, that according to one opinion, according to Rav Chama, only if she's tmei leida, the child gets circumcised on the eighth day, because the pasuk talks about tumas leidi shiki sazria is tmei, and then the child's a brismi on the eighth day. Another opinion holds no, that even if the mother's not tmei leida, the child still gets circumcised on the eighth day. So, misafek, how does the Rambam paskin? Misafek, the Rambam paskins that this is the way the Ravid's learning it, that on one hand, nimo leches, because there's a tzad in the Gemara that she's getting the child circumcised on the eighth day, even if the mother's not tmei leida, even if she only converted after the tovelis l'shifchos after the birth. But you're not Torah Shabbos because you have to be Machmir. So you're Machmir both ways. You're Choshish for the opinion that the child has to be circumcised on the eighth day, and you're Choshish for the opinion that it's not Torah Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam paskins that Yilid Bayis Shelo Tov Le'Imo Ad Sheyolda gets circumcised on the eighth day, and it's not Torah Shabbos. Azoy had gelernt der Heiliger Ravid. But Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi bier that it's not misafik, but rather it's based on the sugi over there. And the sugi over there, we see that earlier on in the sugya, that Abai said to Rebbe, "Oh, Doros Shem Yochichu, you want to say it's talui Tumas Shmini Mila B'Shmini is talui Tumas Leida. Look at the earlier generations; there was no Tumas Leida, and the child was still circumcised on the eighth day." He says, no, Nidna Torah is Chacha Halacha. The Torah was given. There's a new Halacha that it's Tolui. Eighth day is Tolui in the Tumas Leida. So that Rabbeinu Chaim explains that the Kasha of Abai is not the proof in Torah Sereshainim. Because so if we have a drasha that the Yeshayin don't mean in the Mola Shemayim. Rather, the Kasha of Abai is Michi of Mila Shadar Sereshainim Shuchi of the B'nai Ketura. Kam is Manazeh. He's asking for B'nai Ketura even as Manazeh. We're discussing, that's what we've been discussing this whole time, B'nai Ketura. Shigambahem din biyoy mashmini afa pisheni mot tmei leida. Make true the mommy's not tmei leida and the child circumcised on the eighth day. So Abai asks, yeah, the chiv of the Jewish people of Parshas Tazria. You need tumas leida. And b'chai gavne if this Tumas Leitz can be Torah Shabbos, because Tchiyah Shabbos is written in Parashas Tazria. However, the Jews are still chayiv in the chiyuv of Bnei Keturah. Shemitzadze, right, the earlier chiyuv, the chiyuv given to Avraham Avinu. And mitzadze is a chiyuv of Chesi without Tumas Leitz. So in other words, the din mila b'shmini alts Bnei Keturah. That's the chiyuv of Avraham Avinu. So the Tchil Shabbos is Parashas Tazria. That won't apply without Tumas Leida. But the eighth day is Alt Bnei Keturah. That's how the Rambam's paskening. And then Vayter, the Gemara brings the case of Yotzei Dofen. That we have a case of Yotzei Dofen, that even though there's no Tchiyas Shabbos, there's still Mila B'Shmini. Yotzei Dofen, and Mishesh Shteyler, so Rav Huna and Rav Chiya say that Mechal is a Shabbos. One opinion says Mechal is Shabbos, but Zayin Mechal is a Shabbos. But everybody holds in the eighth day you do the circumcision. That's beautiful. Why in the eighth? Why are you not Mechal Shabbos? Because it's not. There's no Tumas Leida. But why are you circumcising on the eighth day? Because of the Parsha Bnei Keturah and Lech Lecha. So that's Gevaldik. That's the Gemara brings. Gemara says, Nah, Haba Hatalia. You're only going to do it on the eighth day if there's Chil Shabbos. Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. So now there's a new halacha, and memel, it's all going to be totally into misleder. And now we bring Nachum, we bring Nachmokas Tanoim. Whether or not there's Tumas Leida, whether or not there's a Mila B'Shmini without Tumas Leida. And the Rambam Paskins like Abaye. And there's a Din Yom HaShmini, Midin B'nei Keturah Mitam Vaday. And just Shabbos, it's not Doiche. Because there you need Yom HaShmini Di Yisra. And that you don't have when if the mother's not Tmei Aleda. In order to be Torah Shabbos, you need Tmei Aleda. So what does Abaye say? Abaye says, Doras HaRishonim Yochichu. Eni Mo Tmei Aleda, V'nidol HaShmoina. Nimo HaShmoina. And that's Taka Ha, the Rambam Paskins, like Abaye. That the woman isn't Tmei Aleda, like the Doras HaRishonim, to this day, Alts Bnei Keturah, and the child is Nimo L'Shmoina. The only thing is, it's not Doras HaShabbos, because in order to be Doras HaShabbos, even Abaye would agree. But what do you need? You need Tumas Leda. Because of the parsha of Tichias Shabbos is in Sazria, Tarshis Tazria. And there, when it talks about being Doicha Shabbos, Yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos, it's talking about where there's Tumas Leida. But as far as doing Bris Mila on the eighth day, there you don't have to get to Tazria, you already have it in Lech Lecha. So that's the famous Shtikl Torah Reb Chaim. We discussed this already in a previous shiur. You can, Baruch Hashem, it's recorded. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky quoted this in a drush. He gave it a Bris Mila back in the 60s. So it was so exciting that I was able to see a newly published drasha of Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky, that he gave at the Bris Mila of a Talmud. That was really, really fun. And he takes this Shtikl Torah from Reb Chaim and he adds tzitzim and prachim kedarka b'kodesh. In the Gilyonis of the Chazon Ish, he asks that B'nei Noach we were Mizgayer. So we're done with that. We're done with the Chiyuv of Bnei Keturah. Sorry. So he's like the Chazon Ish. He didn't say the sorry. I'm adding the sorry. And, not irreverently, chas v'shalom, just that's the way people speak. And also the famous kasha from the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis and Chulin, that we only keep mitzvahs because they were given at Sinai, not because of they were given before Sinai. He says even the Nimila, we don't do Bris Mila because Avraham Avinu was mitzvah, but rather because Moshe Rabbeinu. So ma pitom, they were doing Bris Mila. It's been a keturah. We're done with that. And so based on what we learned in previous shiurim, it would appear as follows, that it's not so mashma in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chaim. You could kvetch it into his Lashon, but at least it's a mahalach to answer the kasha. Or kashas, there are more kashas. Another kasha is, what about Priya? Priya was not given to Avraham Avinu. And Meinu Ela Midin Yisrael. Priya is only Midin Jews. And the Rambam was still saying that you have to do Priya no matter what. Why would you have to do Priya no matter what? If the mother's not Tmeya Leida, there should be no necessity to do Priya. Because then you're in the world of B'nai Keturah. And the Chazon Ish also asks from a ger. A ger isn't from Avraham Avinu. So b'yotzei doifen, he shouldn't have a mila b'shmini, because that's only mitzad b'nei keturah b'nei Avraham Avinu. So, based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that mila is lo nishnes. What does it mean, lo nishnes? That it was said to Avraham, but it wasn't repeated at Sinai, as we spoke about a lot in the previous shiurim. And we said, like Gemara in Sanhedrin 59, that if something was said before Sinai and then not repeated at Sinai, it was only given to the Jewish people. And therefore, there are dinim that are only shayach to Jewish people in this parsha. That are only shayach to the Jewish people. Because this is considered lo nishnes. Lo nishnes. It wasn't repeated at Sinai. Since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, so it's only shayach to the Jewish people. And the other dinim as well. But al kopanim, what does it mean it wasn't repeated at Sinai? Meaning, at Sinai we received what was originally given. But there wasn't later on in the Torah, it wasn't another commandment. Because this is considered, what was said in Parashas Lech Lecha, is considered that it wasn't repeated. Lo nishnes, like we spoke about in a previous shir. And like we saw in the previous shir, why is it called lo nishnes? It was nishnes. The answer is that even Avraham Avinu was given the parasha mitin Yisrael. Right? That was the machlokus in Lishna Kam, Lishna Basla. That as we spoke about at length, Lishna Kama holds that it was given to Bnei Noach, and then nishnes b'Sinai, and the Lishna Basra holds that it was given to Midin Yisrael. It was only given to the, when Avraham Avinu received it, it was given to Midin Yisrael. So that's not considered that it was given to Bnei Noach and Nishneis B'Sinai, because it was given to Yisrael, because it was never given to Bnei Noach. It was even given to Avraham Avinu as a Jew. That's not considered nishnes. And that's why, again, Parshas Lech Lecha was only given to Yisrael. And therefore you have dinim that are only shayach to Yisrael, not to anybody else, because this whole sugi of Bris Mila was only given to you, even when it was given to Avraham Avinu, was only given out to Yisrael. However, there's also a chiv in this parsha, Midin Zer Avraham. Right, and by the way, just to clarify, before we said it was given to Bnei Noach and then it was Nishneis, but then the Gemara says, no, according to Lishna Kama, the That was the Mishri Shabbos. So it isn't Seder Nishneis. HaKapanim were in the Lishna Basra. And according to the Lishna Basra, it was given Liyisrael. The whole thing was given Liyisrael. So it's not considered that it was given to Bnei Noach. And then it was Nishneis, because even when it was given to Bnei Noach, it was given to Yisrael al Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu received it as Yisrael. However, included in this chiyuv of Avraham Avinu is the chiyuv also on Zera Avram. And what's the chiyuv on Zera Avram? Like we saw, as Brisi Hefar, there's also a chiyuv bris for the Bnei Avram, for the Bnei Keturah, for Zera Avram. So we have a chiyuv bris, they also have a chiyuv bris. V'gam ne'amar b'zeh chiyuv mila de parshas Tazria. And that also includes the chiyuv mila of parshas Tazria. So it emerges that Yisrael mitzad Yisrael is chayiv also in the chiyuv that's mechayiv b'nei keturah. And in this chiyuv, there's no din of tumas leida, because this is even before Matan Torah. In other words, this chiyuv of given to Avram Avinu was given out to Yisrael. So it was given both to Zera Avram, to the b'nei keturah, and to Yisrael. And before Matan Torah, there was, in other words, we're not doing it because of the b'nei keturah, because it was given to b'nei Noach. Was given to Zera Avram. We're not doing it al Zera Avram. We're doing it al Tisrael. It was given to B'nai Keturah. There's a bris of B'nai Keturah. We also have our bris of Yisrael. And that already was given to Avram Avinu. And in this chiv, there's no Tumas Leida, because it's talking about before Matan Torah. And therefore, we need Shemini. Mitzad this chiv, mitzad the chiv of before Matan Torah, that it's done on the eighth day. Even without Tumas Leida. And this chiyuv is mitzad Yisrael. And not that the Jewish people are chayiv mitzad B'nai Keturah. But the Jewish people are chayiv mitzad Yisrael. And therefore Gerim are included also, because they're also considered Yisrael. And anyway, Gerim are included in Zera Avram, like we said earlier. So either way. But even mitzad Yisrael, you have to do it on the eighth day, give what was given to Avram Avinu. Because it was given to Avraham Avinu al Tisrael. And we've learned in a previous year that Din Priya was also given, because afterwards when the Jewish people were given Priya, now that's the proper bris. That's how to make a bris with Hashem, together with Priya. And Chayavim Bezek Kol Yisrael v'chol mitzvos mila. So now all the Jewish people are Chayavim this as well. And it's not Shever from the Rambam and the Perish Mishnah, so we only do things because they were given at Sinai. Because the answer is, this is what was given at Sinai. What was given at Sinai? In other words, when it said what was, we do things that were given at Sinai, it was given to Avraham Avinu. I mean, we don't do things because Alt B'nai Noach. We do it Alt Yisrael. So when we received it at Sinai, we were told to do it. We were told to do Bris Milah. With the same gedder of B'nai Keturah. We also have the bris. We also have the bris of Avraham Avinu. That was given to us at Sinai. It's not that at Sinai we were told to do bris milah at B'nai Noach. At Sinai we were told to do bris milah like Avraham. Together B'nai Keturah. And Memela we're going to be even doing milah on the eighth day without Tumas Leida. So friend for the Kash is the Chazon Ish. Now we understand that even though the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos, we only do things because of the Tzivui at Sinai, including Bris Milah and Achinami. At Sinai, we were commanded to do like Avraham Avinu was commanded. Begeder Avraham Avinu, Begeder Yisrael of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, that's even without to mislay that. And that's why even though we became Jewish, we're not mufka now from the chiyuv of B'nai Keturah, the chiyuv of B'nai Noach, because Avraham Avinu was also given the chiyuv as a Yisrael. There were two chiyuvim. It was given to B'nai Keturah, to B'nai Zer Avraham, B'nai Keturah, and also to Zer Yisrael, because this chiyuv was given to Avraham together Yisrael. So even though now we became Jews, it doesn't matter. We still have the same chiyuv that we had by Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was given the chiyuv as a Jew. And the Gerim are going to be chayiv, even though they're not Zera Avram, but they're going to be chayiv al Jews. And anyway, they are Zerah Avram. So therefore, even without Tumas Leda, they're still going to be circumcised on the eighth day.
They discuss whether B'nai Keturah have a Chiyuv Misa. The Chaim Yisrael says, what a Chiyuv Misa? By B'nai Keturah it says, Ikaris Tikaris. It doesn't say Misa. By Avraham Avinu it says, Ikaris Tikaris. There's no Chiyuv Misa. So what are you talking about a Chiyuv Misa for? So the answer is, that a Parsha B'Sinai L'Yisrael Nemra. V'alzeh Ikaris Tikaris. El Shemizeh Gamken Mavur a Chiyuv B'nai Keturah. Shegamken B'hai Chiyuv. Who? Ikaris Tikaris HaYisrael Nemra. Shapir denu akesef mishan al melech menalan shalay yagu al zeb bnei keturah shem bnei noach. Ela dekana la ma'isa ein hariga kevim shem mitzvah Yisrael havi.
So this parasha, like we said, this parasha was given. The parasha of Lech Lecha was given at Sinai, and this parasha of Lech Lecha that was given at Sinai was given to the Jews, as Jews was given to Avraham Avinu as a Jew, Torahs Yahadus, and therefore it says when it says ikaris tekaris, it applies to Jews as well. We also see a chiyuv of b'nei keturah in this parsha. But that karis tikaris is referring to the Jews, because this parsha was given to the Jews. The chiyuv milah was given to b'nei keturah, to Zerah Avraham. But the karis tikaris was given to the Jews. But the chiyuv milah includes b'nei keturah. It includes Zerah Avraham. Again, begeder, the same geder as the Jews have it. You can't be made for bris, that they're part of the bris. And but lemaisa, like we said in a previous year, they're not killed because it's a Jewish mitzvah. They're only killed for mitzvahs b'nei noach. This is a Jewish mitzvah. So the b'nei keturah aren't killed for a Jewish mitzvah. So b'siyata d'shmaya, in these 10 shiurim, we asked a lot of kashas, we answered a lot of kashas. I hope it's clear, because this is very complex subject. I'd say matter. I don't like using the word matter for Torah. I say chomer in Hebrew. Sharbei chomer. I don't like it. Say chomer about Torah. Torah is tzura. Torah is the essence. Akopanim, of course, there's loads more to say. If anybody didn't understand, you want to clarify any issues, you can feel free to contact me. But we saw Mamish Yisodos Gedolim here about Bris Mila and how he patched like the Lishna Basra and how the gather of the Chiyuv of Bris Mila given to B'nai Keturah and given to Yisrael is the same. It's all about Bris. They were both in the covenant. But there's a chilek between the certain dinim that apply unto Yisrael, not to B'nai Keturah. And what was given at Sinai was the same mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu but it was given to Das Yehudis as a Jew. It was a Jewish mitzvah, not a non-Jewish mitzvah. And we saw a lot of big Yisodos, Baruch Hashem, and Yanei Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and Bris Mila and Mila B'nai Keturah, and we have to work out the latter part of the Rambam. There's so much to say about that, where the Rambam says in Halacha Ches that today everybody has a Bris Mila because there's a Tarovis of B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Keturah. So we have to talk about that. B'siyata D'shmaya Be'ezrat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. This was amazing. Baruch Hashem.